We're starting Perek Rabi'i, which is going to our Daf Samach Aleph, which is all about contracts and what you sell to, you know, in a contract of sale, what's included, what's not included. We'll see all sorts of things in this regard. Okay. Hamocher et habayim. Lo mechar yitzia, va'af al pi shei p'tucha l'tucha. We're going to have all different types of parts of your house that if you sell your house, it's not included. Okay. A lot of this is not really relevant anymore, okay, because generally if you would sell a house, you would sell the entire property, right? A lot of this, what's interesting about it is it's dependent on minhag hamakom. Now, when there's a clear, the Mefarshim said that when there's a clear minhag hamakom, then we obviously go by that, okay, which basically neutralizes a lot of these halachot. But these are going to be obviously in cases where there is no minhag, and you have to figure out what we're what the intent of the seller was when he sold it. We're going to get back to things we talked about when someone's mocher, they're mocher ba'ayin yafa or ba'ayin ra'a. Okay, so if I sell a house, it doesn't include the yitzia. We're going to see in the Gemara exactly what this yitzia is. It seems to be some sort of little hut alongside my house, next to my house. And here they say, right, sometimes it was totally separate from the house. And here the Mishnah says, afal pi shehi p'tucha l'tocho, even if it's open into the house. Okay, one translation I saw was a gallery. Okay, some sort of a little house.
This is annex, which is
an annex.
Totally,
okay.
Generic.
Right, well, so is gallery. In other words, really describe what it is. We'll see two different interpretations of the Gemara, which obviously, again, not clear what the Gemara necessarily means. But, okay. Well, what you see, though, is the Gemara wasn't exactly sure what Yitzhi is. I think in modern Hebrew, Yitzhi is the balcony area. If you go into the, if you buy tickets to a show, the regular area is the, is it right? The Yitzhi is the upper area, right? The upper gallery, I guess. Okay. V'lo et hacheder shelifnim hemenu, and not, you also don't acquire a room that's inside the house. Okay, this seems strange. Okay, we're going to see it. It seems even stranger after, but we're going to assume what really means, okay, is a miklat type of thing. One thing we're going to see in the Gemara is that the yitzia might be separate from your house. However, it has the same general purpose as your house, like for living quarters. Maybe you had avadim that lived there. That would be the easiest thing to imagine. The cheder shelifnim is more like a machzan, where it's not for people to live, actually. It's just to store things. Now, we know this very common in Israel, where you have a building, and then you have a separate, right, you have an apartment upstairs, and downstairs there's a room that's a machzan. So it would be the case here, where you sell your house. It doesn't necessarily mean it includes the machzan. Again, that's why I say today it's no longer relevant, because if you obviously would sell your apartment, you'd be selling the machzan that goes with it. Unless you, I would say, specified otherwise. Okay. V'lo et hagag, bizman sheyesh lo ma'akeh gvoha asara tfachim. If it has a border around it, what's the word, ma'akeh? Fence? Okay. A parapet. Around the, right, that's a word not as common.
No, there is, but it does mean a fence that's up high around the top.
Right, so it's a high fence around, which basically means that the gag is like a separate room. We are, our 10 tefachim is this magic number, right, that creates its own reshut. So if you have a makeh that's 10 tefachim tall, then your gag is not included in the sale because it's its own separate space. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im yesh lo tzurat ha-petach, af al-pi she'ena gvoha sarat tefachim, eino machur. It doesn't even need, this all sounds like Dine Eruvin, right? If it has a tzurat petach. If there's some sort of doorway area that enters into the gag, then also we view this as a separate area, even if it doesn't have a 10 tefachim high ma'akeh. Okay, so the Gemara is now going to say, my yitzia. What is this yitzia? Hacha tirgumu ifta. Here they translated it as ifta, okay, which Rashbam says, okay, apan taman, I don't know what that is. A binyan namuch etzel habayit mitzido o me'achorav. Okay, it's a small house that is next to your house or behind your house, a very short little, right, a little hut. Rav Yosef Amar, bitka chalila. Okay, what are they? Now, it's not so much different. It's also a little house outside your house, a little hut, but it has a lot of windows. Okay? That's why it's chalila, like chalul, right, like holes. Okay, so it's got all different windows. Some people say that because there's all these windows, it's more like a decorative type of house, right? Like a sunroom, you could say.
Veranda.
What?
Veranda.
Okay. Lamanda amar ifta lo mizdabna koshakim bitcha chalila lo mizdabna. If you say that it's an ifta, that's a house that's separate from your house, and it has the exact same purpose as your house, it's just a little hut outside your house, wouldn't be part of the sale, then obviously this bitcha chalila, which is less useful and, you know, then like a totally different thing, obviously that wouldn't be included. But lamanda amar bitcha chalila aval ifta mizdabna. But if you say that it means bitcha chalila, then you would think, though, if it was an ifta and it had the same exact purpose as your house, then it would be included in the sale. Okay? Tani Rav Yosef. Shalosh shemot yesh lo yitziah. Now, Rav Yosef, it seems he's trying to tell us, where have we come across this in Tanakh before? What a yitziah is and where this comes up. So, there's three words that are used in the Torah to describe a yitziah. Yitziah, tzela, and ta. Okay, these are all three words that are mentioned. First of all, they're all mentioned with regards to either the Mishkan or the Beit HaMikdash, interestingly. Or actually, all the Beit HaMikdash, sorry. Not the Mishkan at all. There's the Beit HaMikdash HaRishon in Shlomo, and then there's a description of what the Beit HaMikdash in the future is going to look like in Yechezkel. So some is taken from there and some is taken from there. So these three words, they're going to say, all mean the same thing. Yetziah dichtiv, Hayetziah hatachtona chamesh ba'ama rochba. Okay, then it just continues. They stop the pasuk in a strange place. Chamesh ba'ama rochba. Period. Okay, the yetziah, this extra area that's up against this wall. Okay, it's 5 amot wide. Okay, they describe something in the Beit HaMikdash. The next pasuk is tzela. Dichtiv, this is from Yechezkel, Perak Mem Aleph, Vahatzlaot, Tzela al Tzela, Shalosh Ushloshim Pa'amim. Okay, this means that the Tzlaot are one up against the other, and there's 33 of these little Chadarim, okay, these little rooms that are off of the Beit HaMikdash, off of one of the walls of the Beit HaMikdash. Ta, Dichtiv, okay, this is from Yechezkel, Perak Mem, the Perak before. V'hata kaneachad orech v'kaneachad rochav. U'bein hata'im chamesh amot. Okay, in between each tad is 5 amot, and each one is kaneachad rochav and kaneachad. This is where he has this person who's supposed to be moded. Okay. Tosfos says something very interesting here I wanted to show you. He says, the psukim quoted here don't really tell you so much, right? They kind of tell you, they don't really tell you that these are like the yitziah that we've been discussing, which is this little hut that's outside the house or even up attached to the house. But Tosfot points out that in the psukim about the tzela and about the yitziah, it says, "Velo." If you look at Tosfot, "Atzla otzela otzela uktiv b'haikra," it says in that pasuk, "Velo hayu ochazim b'kirot habayit," and they weren't attached to the house, which proves to you what type of thing, which is exactly what we're trying to do, this tzela was. Without Tosfot, it's a little harder to understand. And ubikradi yitzia, in the yitzia pasuk it says, "Ktiv lebilti echoz b'kirot habayit shma mina detzela v'yitzia chadhu." Okay, he says, obviously it doesn't bring a pasuk by ta'im because it doesn't say by ta'im. Okay, but what he's saying here is you can see the connection with these words because both of them, it says the same wording, which is that they weren't attached to the walls of the house, which helps us understand what this exactly was. Okay, the point of doing this, I guess, is just to, since we haven't really, you can see that there's a whole linguistic debate going on here. What exactly is this yitziah mentioned in the Mishnah? There are two opinions. Where do we see that? Do we see this word anywhere else? And, oh, not only do we see this word, but there's another word that means the same thing as it, and two other words. And that's what they do. Okay, v'ihibay deyma mehacha, another place. Kotel ha'ichal shesh, v'hata shesh. Okay, this is right, this is a Mishnah in Midot, okay, when it's discussing the Midot of the Beit HaMikdash, okay, we get it from Kotel Echal Shesh, Vatash Shesh, Kotel Atach Hamesh, okay, and that there they're also talking about the Ta is something that's outside the wall. Amar Mar Zutra. Now we're going back to, okay, finish with the linguistic, the etymology of the words, or where we see it. Now Amar Mar Zutra. V'hu Dehave Arba Amot. Marzutra is saying when it says lo machar ta yitzia, it has to be that it's 4x4. This goes back to the very beginning of the Masechet, right, when we had the 4x4 space. That anything that's not 4x4, remember, you can't split up a space unless it has 4x4. If there's two shutafim who have one common space, 4x4 is not a real area for anything. So if the space is less than 4x4, then what do we assume? It's included in the sale because it's batel to the house. It doesn't have its own reshut. So therefore, if hudahave arba amot, amale Ravina lemarzutra, Ravina says, wait a minute. Lididcha da amart adahave arba amot, according to you, says it has to be 4 amot. Ela me'ata gabe bor ditznan. Okay, we're going to see on Samach Dalet, it says about a bor. Loata bor veloata dut. We learned this, right? That if you sell your house, it doesn't include the bor and it doesn't include the dut. The dut is the
sister.
I always never forget the word, the cistern. Okay. Afa pisha katav lo umka veruma. Even if you say, I'm giving you my house, including the depth and including anything that goes higher than the depth, it still doesn't include the bor and the dut, okay, which are obviously the depth, right? So now, first thing is, why doesn't it include? Let's just explain that Mishnah for a minute. It's when you say, I'm giving you the depth and anything that goes higher than the depth, than ground level, what do you mean then if you don't mean a bor or something, right? Or this little hut. So what does it include? It includes this space that if you want to dig or if you want to build, you want to use the airspace, it includes the airspace. But it doesn't include anything like a bor or a cistern. So, now what's going to be the question here? Hachanami, if you said that this Mishnah is talking about where it has to be 4 amot by 4 amot, you're going to say the same thing, obviously, by the bor case, where it has to be a bor that's 4 amot by 4 amot. And if it's less than 4 amot, what would you say about the bor? It's also included, because it's batel. So he's saying, Hachinami, havu 4 amot in, ilo lo, right? If it's 4 amot, yes, it'll be included. If not, not. So then, he's saying, what's the problem? Generally, a bor is not 4 amot by 4 amot. So most borot are less than 4x4, in which case, most borot will be included. How many borot are that wide that they're not going to be included? Doesn't make any sense. So therefore, he says, I disagree, right? I don't think you're right, that if, even if it's less than 4x4, I still think it won't be included in the sale. So comes Rav Marzutra, and he explains, Hachi Hashta, you're comparing two totally different things. Hatam, hatashmishta l'chud, v'hatashmishta l'chud. When it comes to the bor, the reason the bor is not included has nothing to do with the size. It's because its purpose is totally different. The purpose of the bor is to collect water. The purpose of the house is to live in. So therefore, when I sell you my house, I'm clearly not including my bor because I'm selling you living space. And that's not living space. So therefore, obviously, it's not included. By the way, a different answer he could have given was a space for living that's 4x4, less than 4x4, is not a realistic space for living. Whereas a bor that's in a space that's less than 4x4 is actually a useful item. So it could have answered that. It didn't. But here they're also trying to highlight a point that we're going to see a bunch of other times, and maybe that's why they went with this, which is that when you're selling something, you're selling it for a particular use. If there's something that has a different usage, then obviously that's not included. And that's what he's trying to say here. But hacha, when you're selling this yitzia, idivi'idicha de tashmishtehi, ihavu arbamo chashiv, ilo lo chashiv. Okay, and therefore, since these are both the same purpose, therefore, if they're both the same purpose, then they go together. So if one is less than 4x4, it's going to be batel to the other one. The yitzia is going to be batel to the house. But if it's more than 4x4, then it will be considered its own unique place, and it's not included in the sale. And now we get to this line, which is a little confusing, which is lo tachedesh shalifnim hemenu. Why is it confusing? Because again, they're going to say, like we saw in an earlier Mishnah, we've seen this before, what's the point of saying this if you already said the case before? Hashti yitzia lo mizdabin, cheder mebaya. If the yitzia is not sold, is not included in the sale. Now remember, why would he, when I first read this, what did I think? Well, the cheder would be more likely to be sold because it's inside the house. Remember, the cheder is inside your house and the yitzia is outside your house. However, going with our theory that we've been discussing, the cheder has a different purpose. It's storage. It's a machsan. A machsan, right, is less likely to be sold as part of your house than a little hut that's outside your house that's for the same purpose as the house. So the house and the hut are in the same category, whereas the machsan is in a different category. So therefore, if we say that the hut is which is so similar to the house, is not sold with the house. So obviously the machsan is not going to be sold within the house. So therefore, why are you even telling us this? It should be obvious. So hashti yitzia lo mizdabin. If the yitzia is not sold, cheder mabaya, you even have a question about the cheder? So what do they answer? Lo tzricha. Well, you need it for this case. Da'af agav de metzar le metzre aberai. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman. Okay, I'll explain this. First, even if he designates the whole border and he says, right, I'm selling you this house that goes from the corner, right, from the wall of the next guy's house to the wall of that guy's house or to the wall of that, right? And you designate all the borders, it still doesn't include the room that's inside the house, okay? Now, why not? Kid Rav Nachman. Like Rav Nachman says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua. Nachman said in the name of Rav Ravua, Hamochir bayit lechaveiro bibira gedola. If you sell someone, okay, the thing that makes the most sense to me is to call this an apartment building. Okay, you sell someone an apartment in a big building. Okay, I'll read the Rashbam so you can see. Maybe it's a little different from what I'm saying, but it sounds like it. I mean, again, you have to imagine the reality in their days and what this bira exactly was. Again, the Rashbam is explaining it many, many hundreds of years later, so whether he understood exactly what they were talking about is also a question. Bira gdola, bayit gadolu, uptuchin lo batim svivotav. Ve'ein abira suya letashmish ele liyishiva vihiluch b'nei abatim. Va'ko bayit echadu kedichtiv habira sherachinoti. So it's some sort of huge house.
It's a lobby.
Right, it's like a big lobby area, and off the lobby are all different houses. Now what do you say? You say, I'm selling you a house within this bira gdola, and you describe even though you describe all the boundaries of the bira, okay, the big apartment building. Mitzarim hirchivlo. Okay, what does it mean? It means he was just kind of telling him the outer limits, but it doesn't mean that he was selling him the entire bira. Let's say you own the whole building and you sell someone an apartment within the building. So you said, it's in the building that borders, right? I'm selling you this house. And here are the borders, okay? But you're giving him the borders as a way of kind of telling him where the house is, probably, more likely than you're saying, I'm including everything within those borders. So that would be like this case, where you're selling him the house, and inside the house's borders, right? You say, these are the borders, and inside there's this cheder machsan. Just because you gave the outer borders doesn't mean that you included the room. Just like in a bira, right, a big bira, if you give the borders of the bira, but here's your little house in the bira, you were just selling the house. Okay, so now we're going to see exactly what the case is. Hey chidami, what's the case? Ilema dekaru le bayit bayiru le bira bira pshita. If you say I'm selling you my house in this building, well then obviously you said I'm selling the house. If everybody calls a house, okay, this goes back to Amenechet HaKad and Chavid, and people, some people call Kad a Chavid HaKad, okay? Right, my example I always like to say is the football, right? In America and Israel, people call a football a soccer ball, and people call it a football an American football, right? So the question is, what did you mean? So, if you're in America, obviously a football is a football, and if you're in Israel, football is a soccer ball. But on the other hand, if you live in Ranana, where there's English speakers and Hebrew speakers, then, you know, you might have some people who call a football, and some people call it a soccer ball. Okay. So, ilema de karule la bayit bayit ule bira bira pshita. If everybody calls a bayit and a bira bira, then obviously you're only selling him pshita bayit zavinla, because in bira lo zavinla, you said you're selling him the house. Ela de la bira namu kari le bayit. Let's say some people call a bira, or everybody calls a bira also a house. Then, kule zavinla. Then the guy could say, listen, you told me you were selling me a bayit. Bayit is synonymous with bira. Everybody calls a bira a bayit. Therefore, he can claim you sold me the entire thing. So what case do you need it for? This is the hechidam. Which case? Is it this? Is it that? Lo tzricha deruba kari le labayit bayit libira bira v'ikanami de libira karu le bayit. It's a case where most people call a bayit and a bira. However, there are some people who call a bira a bayit. And therefore, ma'u detema, you might have thought that kula zabin le, that the guy could claim you sold me the whole thing. You said bayit, I assumed you meant bira. Kamash malan, midahavele lemichtav, Velo shiara bizvine ilin klum. Velo katav shmamina shiure shir. It comes to teach you that he should have written, if he really was selling him the bira, he should have written, okay, midahavale lemechtav, he should have written, Velo shiara bizvine ilin, I didn't leave anything in this sale over, klum, right? I didn't leave anything out of this sale, meaning I included everything. Below kata, but since he didn't write that, shmamina shiure shir, that if somebody says, somebody writes, I'm selling you everything, I'm not leaving anything over, then obviously includes, right, would include the bira. But if he didn't say that, then the assumption is he was leaving over stuff, and therefore the bira, right, he doesn't get the bira. Okay, so in the end we learned this whole chidush about the bira that Rav Nachman said, is in a case specifically where people call, right, most people call, buy it, but there are some people, a minority of people, who call a bira also a buy it. And the chidush is that you don't get the buy it, you don't get the bira if that's the case. Now we're going to see something very similar.
Couldn't you just say that? When they're confusing, then they're calling it a home as opposed to a house versus an apartment.
Say it again, the what?
Then? Home. Everything is a home. I'm selling you
my
home.
My home. And my home could include the bira.
A house, a bira, or a buy it.
But again, a bira also isn't really a home. A bira is this big open space that leads to all these other places. Right. Right. It's a semantic argument. It's funny. The whole daf today is all about your words and what your word, right? And what the words of the Mishnah meant, what your words mean when you sell. I'm Rav Nachman, I'm a Rav Ravua. Here's an exact, we're going to see the same sugya paralleled, exactly. Hamocher sadeh l'chaveiro bebik'a gedola. You sell a field within a huge area of fields. Af al pisha mitzir lo mitzarim chachitzoniim. Okay, it's fields in a valley. So what do you tell them? Here are the borders of the valley. Okay? So again, mitzarim hirchivlo. He didn't give him the borders of the exact field he was selling. We can assume that what he meant is within that big valley, that's where the field is. Hechidami. So again, what's the case? Ilem dekarele l'sadeh sadeh ulibik'a bik'a pshita. Sadeh zavinle, bik'a lo zavinle. If a field is a field and a valley is a valley, then obviously he was selling him the field and he wasn't selling him the valley, because otherwise he would have said the whole valley I'm selling you, right? And he didn't say the whole valley, he said the field. And if a bik'a is, by the way, I didn't stress this last time, but I'll stress it here and you'll see it back on the other case. If a valley is also called a field, this is a good question. What do we assume? If everybody uses those words interchangeably, then the assumption is that you sold him the whole valley. Now, why is the assumption you sold him the whole valley? Shouldn't we say Amatzim Chaver Olav Haraya, right? That he wants to prove that he bought it? Because in this case, you designated the borders. You said exactly, these are your borders. I forgot to mention that last time. That's why, if the words are used interchangeably and you designated the outer borders, the larger borders, then we're going to assume that you were selling the entire thing. Then it's obvious that we're selling you the entire thing, specifically because you gave it the borders. But, lo tricha, what's the case? You can already guess. Di'ika l'sadeh, dekaru l'sadeh, u l'bik'a bik'a, right? There's people who call a sadeh sadeh and a bik'a bik'a. Vi'ika nami, by the way, in the first case, it said ruba. Right now I'm noticing. It says deruba karule labayit. Okay, you notice that? So I see right now, though, in the Masoret Ashas, it says that the Rashal has a girsa of de'ika. And there's a big difference there. There's a difference whether you say the majority. Right. If you say some and some, then it could be 50-50. If you say ruba, so clearly there was the girsa of ruba lamala, but in the first case, but not here. And that's why some people say, really, it doesn't belong here at all, ruba. And it really means it could be 50-50. And that's enough to say that, okay? So that's just an interesting point, which would have big ramifications. So what's the case? De'ika, there's people who call a sadeh sadeh, and a bika bika, but there's also, ikanami, there's also people, de'libika karule sadeh. Okay? They also call the valley a field. And therefore, ma'u detema kule zavinla, since you designated the outer borders, we might have thought that since people use that word interchangeably, he can claim, I thought you were selling me the whole bik'a. Kamashmanan, again, it comes to teach you, Midahavale lemichtavle, lo shiarta bezvina ilin kadamai klum. I didn't leave anything before me at all in the sale. The lo katavle, and since he didn't write that, shmamina shiure shir. It must be he did leave something for himself. Okay, now that we have these exact two cases, what's going to be the obvious question? Why did Rav Nachman need to say this twice? Right? And as if you knew it was true for the field, you didn't need to say it for the bite. If you knew it was true for the bite, you didn't need to say it for the field. So, what's going to be the tzricha? So, we needed both cases. Why? If we just would have told you in the case of the bayit that, again, what does it mean? That you get, right, that in the birah, you don't get the birah, you only get the bayit, if it's this case where, let's say, 50-50 or 70-30 or whatever it might be. You would have thought mishum dehatashmish to lechud vahatashmish to lechud. They have different purposes, right? The purpose of the birah is this congregating area for the people, but not for living space. And the purpose of the house is for living space. Aval bik'ah dekul achadetashmish tahi ema kula zavinle. But in the case of the bik'ah, with what's the bik'ah? It's a big area with many, many fields. So it's all got the same purpose. What do? You plant things there in the bik'ah, in the sadeh. So therefore, you might have thought, since the purpose is the same and you gave the borders, maybe in that case, it would include the entire thing. Whereas here, you can at least distinguish and say, hey, I was selling you, and this maybe is what you were saying, Naomi. I was selling you a home. Now, a home doesn't include a bik'ah, right? A home is different from a lobby. Right? Now, obviously, didn't include that. So maybe if we say the bayit case, you would say it might be true for the bayit and the birah, but it might not be true for the field. Ema. So by that, you would say ema kulas. V'yashminam bik'ah. If you had the valley case, then so you would say, okay, well, if the valley, which is all the same tashmish and is also not included, then vaday the birah wouldn't be included. So why don't we say that? Mishum de lo havale lemin tsarle. This is because, I forgot what this is, one second. Okay. When it comes to the bik'ah, if we just had the bik'ah case, you would have thought there's no good way to designate its exact borders, okay, of the fields. But in a bayit, he should have designated the specific ones and said, listen, it's this house that the walls, you know, it backs on this guy's house. And you would have been able to do that. And therefore, since he didn't give you the exact, you know, borders of the house, then, and he gave him the larger borders, you might have thought that the bayit would be, that the birah would be included in the bayit. Okay? And therefore, it's tzricha. Okay. Kiman az lahada amar of Mary, birah debat Shmuel. Okay, so where Rav Mary said, okay, the son of, the daughter of Shmuel, which means the grandson of Shmuel, Mishmei de Abaye, according to who does he go when he says, Hai man de mizavni le midi le chavre, tzarich le michtav le lo shiar te bezvine ilin klum. Okay, so now this is what we just saw, right? That when you sell something to someone else, you're supposed to write in the shtar, if you're selling him everything, you're supposed to write in your shtar, I haven't left over anything in this sale for myself. Okay, that's what you're supposed to do. So, Kimai. So, what's interesting, this goes back to, it's an interesting point. This is a reaction to what we always complain about when we have these cases. What did he mean exactly? Why don't you just make him specify it and then it'll be very clear? So, that's what he comes and says. So, Rav Mary, the grandson of Shmuel, says in the name of Abaye, that anyone who sells a property and is selling its entirety has to say, I'm not leaving over anything for myself. So according to, does he go? So what do we say? Kirav Nachman Amar Abravua, right? Because that's exactly what he said. Remember, that was the premise of his whole thing, was based on the fact that since the person didn't say, I left over, right, I didn't leave anything for myself. The assumption is he actually didn't sell him the entire property, and therefore he didn't sell him the bira, he only sold him the house, or he didn't sell him the bira, he only sold him the sadeh. Amar Rav Ravula, Hahuda Amar Lechavre, somebody says to his friend, Ara Debei Chia Mizabnina Lach. I'm selling you, again, we're going to get to cases that it's not clear what exactly he meant. He said, I'm selling you the land of Bechia. Havile Tre Arata. To have a mitkarin de bechia. Now he happens to own two fields that are called two properties that are called the property of bechia. So the question is, did he mean both or did he mean just one? So Amar Avashi, chada amarle, tarte lo amarle. Okay, when he said, I'm selling you the field, notice how he said, in singular, the field of bechia, so therefore it means he only bought one, he didn't buy two, and which one of the two? The one that's worth less. Okay. Let's say he says, I'm selling you properties of mine. Okay, and he didn't specify that you'd have to be an idiot to do this, but let's say for whatever reason, he says, I'm selling you properties of mine. Stam, without explaining. So how many properties do you think it includes? So miudarata shtayim, right? The minimum plural amount is two. So therefore, if the guy has five properties, he's only going to sell him, he only has to give him two out of the properties that he has. The amrale kol arata, if he says all the properties, okay, this is basically a whole list, right? There's property of barchia, then there's properties, then there's all my properties. So now, what does properties include? All we know means all, but what does properties include? So kol arata di'itle lebar mi bustanayu perdise. You get all the properties of the person, like all the fields, but you don't get the gardens and the vineyards. Because properties, the assumption is, doesn't include, maybe I'm using the wrong word for properties, arata, land. I guess land, he says. So land seems to include fields, and it doesn't include, right, fields for growing wheat, but doesn't include, what's the word they use there in the English?
Lands.
It doesn't include the gardens. Right. It doesn't include the gardens and the vineyards. The Amarle Zihara, if he uses this word Zihara, which is a more general, maybe that would be properties, okay? It's a more general word. Then Afilube Bustanayu Pardise. Then it includes even the vineyards and the gardens. But what doesn't include? Levarmi Bate Va'avde. It doesn't include his houses. And it doesn't include his avadim, because that wouldn't be included in properties, or again, whatever this word exactly, how it's defined. And as they're defining it right now, and they're saying, this word means it includes all sorts of things where you grow, whether it be gardens, right, where there's for planting, but not houses and avadim. The amarle nichse, but if you say my possessions, right, then afilu bate va'avde. Okay, then it's going to even include the houses and the avadim. Stop.